the rest of the story. Even as a young man, now listen carefully. Even as a young man taking his first steps on the road to infamy, Adolf had enemies. In fact, there was a full-fledged organized society with a president, a secretary, a treasurer, an alliance with branches in several countries. The avowed purpose of which was to discredit Adolf, and at least once that we know of, they tried to kill him. Adolf knew that his enemies were organized, that they had formed an alliance throughout Europe, administered by a president, a treasurer, a secretary, even a legal advisor. Adolf was growing too powerful, they reasoned. He would have to be stopped while there was still time. His friends warned him of this society's ultimate intention, that if Adolf could not be discredited, he would have to be eliminated. Adolf, feeling secure in his position of increasing influence, laughed at the suggestion. Surely if his enemies wanted to assassinate him, they would have seized on many past opportunities. Well, then one winter, Adolf received a letter requesting his distinguished presence at a local concert. Again, his comrades warned him of the potential danger. Adolf did not know these people who were inviting him. He must ignore their flattery or risk being led into a trap, and yet, with the arrogant temper for which he was already infamous, Adolf rejected the apprehensions of his friends. He played directly into the hands of his enemies. On the appointed evening, Adolf, with no guards accompanying him, none at all, arrived at the specific downtown address. He paid the cabbie. He proceeded to the front door of the building. He was greeted by an elderly woman. Certainly no danger there, he thought. Second floor, the woman said. Adolf climbed the dimly lit staircase, was met by a husky gentleman on the landing. With polite uneasiness, Adolf inquired as to where the concert was being held. The man asked Adolf to follow him. The room to which he was shown was nearly devoid of furnishings, almost completely dark, and there was another man waiting. Now Adolf knew. He demanded to be released immediately. The men laughed. So, Adolf picked up a chair, threatened to smash the window if they didn't let him go at once. Instead, the men moved toward him, so Adolf hurled the chair into the window glass. From down on the street below, the voice of a passing policeman called out, "What's going on up there?" The would-be assassins fled. Adolf escaped, and the world would never be the same. The world of music, that is. For you see, the infamous Adolf, whose most perilous hour you have just relived, this Adolf was an inventor, a maker of musical instruments. And his enemies, who had formed an alliance throughout all Europe, were rival instrument makers. For the ill-tempered innovator who once nearly paid for his genius with his life was Adolf Sachs. And the instrument he invented, the ill wind, some believed was worth murdering to silence, was the saxophone. Now you know the rest of the story.